This is Monterey Bay Today from KAZU News.
With KAZU News, I'm Lisa Ledeen. PG&E wants to reactivate its Moss Landing battery plant, according to a letter it sent to Monterey County supervisors. KAZU's Katie Brown has more.
PG&E's energy storage plant has been offline since January 16th following a fire at the adjacent VistraCorp battery energy storage plant. Monterey County Supervisor Glenn Church didn't anticipate the company would try to be up and running by June 1st.
I wish PG&E was being a little better neighbor on this, that this was just dropped on us, that in 3 weeks we're going to reopen this.
Church says a company has the right to reopen, which he sees as a shortcoming in California law. Neither PG&E nor Vistra has submitted emergency response plans to prepare for future fires. The county requested those plans before the companies brought their plants back online. The California Public Utilities Commission is still investigating the cause of the fire. Katie Brown, KAZU News.
And 14-year-old Santa Cruz middle schooler Bryce Grossman is organizing a protest called the We Will Not Be Erased March. Bryce's mother, Amy Delane, says the actions taken by the Trump administration to dismantle rights for marginalized groups is core to the protest.
It was not only stressful for them, but they're feeling like they could no longer stay silent. And I asked them, what are you really going for? Like, what's your vision? And they said, I don't want to be erased.
Dahlin and Grossman are urging people to meet at the Santa Cruz City Hall courtyard at 5 p.m. today. This is KAZU News, and I'm Lisa Ledeen.